What's the thing that traumatized you for life? No death, no murder. 1-800-330-9999. Otherwise, we know those calls will come.
Yep.
Producer Sean, what happened?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. So a long time ago, I think I was about 10 or 11, me and my family had seafood. I had gotten salmon, and I had gotten such bad food poisoning for it. I'm talking like I was sick for like 2.5 weeks. I was taken out of school. It was like terrible, and it's to the point now where I can't eat any kind of seafood. It doesn't matter if it's sushi, salmon, lobster, crab, clams, nothing. I can't eat it. Like we were at my mom's house over the weekend, and they all had like a big seafood dinner, and I had to order something specifically for myself because like just the smell of it puts me back to when I was like 10 or 11 and like wanting to just die.
So you remember when you were younger that it smelled rank? Because I mean, you know, I guess you must have been real young because when you're an adult, and you get some seafood and it smells rank. Don't put it in your mouth. Yeah. Let me just advise you on that
one. Sometimes you don't even realize it. It happened to me, I would say maybe about like 7 or 8 years ago that I was at a restaurant and I was just eating my food and I had ordered salmon and I just bit into it. And I like sushi. I have no problem with it. But it was like a cooked salmon and the middle was completely raw. And it's funny because like raw salmon sushi doesn't bother me.
Yeah, if you were a bear.
But by biting into that salmon like that.
And expecting it to be cooked fully?
It was like 2 years before I could eat seafood again. Mm-hmm. Something about seafood, when you have a bad experience, it could turn you off for a long time.
I still can't. I still can't do it. Just the smell of it alone just disgusts me. I can't be in like the presence of people who eat seafood.
When I went to Ozfest and Summer Sanitarium in the middle of the hot, hot summer and drank a fifth of Southern Comfort. It seemed like such a great idea at first. Me and this one other person, and it tasted so delicious going down. I have never been able to do it since then. I can't even smell it at this point. I wasn't right for days.
Kathy wrote that on our Facebook page. She said, Goldschlager, never again.
And I mean, that's even when you were young, right? Mm-hmm. Where typically you just, you know, you could bounce back the next day. Nope, never again.
Evan, what traumatized you for life?
All right. When I was about 6 years old, my dad agreed to get me a kitten, and it was a really cute kitten, but one day I was just laying on the bed, like belly down, and the cat jumped up and grabbed onto the back of my toes with its claws, and it was hanging from there, and I couldn't get the claw for like a minute. But like to a kid, that's insane. Now, you'd think that would just go away and you'd forget about it, no big deal, but as an adult now, I constantly have nightmares about cats digging their claws into my skin, and I can't get them out.
Wow.
That's weird, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, I don't know how to help you with that. You should probably.
Well, if you have an incident with an animal when you're young, that stays with you.
Well.
So I used to go. So I remember when I was in preschool, my parents brought. I went to a place that was all nuns, and the nuns were mean. Mm-hmm. They were mean nuns.
Sure.
And there was a rabbit there, and I remember the first day that rabbit bit my finger, and that rabbit bit my finger hard. And ever since, like, I don't trust rabbits. You know?
I mean, you shouldn't have your hand near the mouth of a rabbit. I mean, that's pretty good, straightforward. That's a healthy fear. You don't need to trust rabbits. You're not living with them every day.
I don't like rabbits.
That's okay. Mm. Makes sense, right? You get bit by a dog or something. Like, I get it. Yeah. I understand. It'll stick with you for sure.
Same thing with kittens.
Yeah, I don't know.
1-800-330-9999. No death, no murder. What traumatized you for life? What happened that traumatized you for life? No death, no murder.
Yeah, yeah. One time I crashed my 10-speed and slid about 20 yards on my face on the asphalt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't like 10-speeds to this day. I'll ride any other style of bike. 10-speed, I don't want to get on it.
When I was very young, I would say probably like under 5 years old, I was visiting my family in Italy and a giant wave pulled me under. Mm. And ever since then, I don't go in past my knees.
I got stung by two wasps at a party on either shoulder when I was like 7 or 8 years old. I don't mess with beehives at all. Nope.
1-800-330-9999. Frank, what traumatized you for life?
Back in the early 90s, my wife and I adopted a baby from Paraguay, South America. And in the hotel, if you had a baby in the room, they wouldn't spray for the cockroaches. So just get this. If they don't spray in your room and they spray in everybody else's room, they were all going to come over. So in the bed, while we were sleeping, of course, they're in there. You have them crawling all over you, and there's just no way to get them off. So now that traumatized me so much that even now, once in a while, I'll have a nightmare that the the cockroaches are still all over me, and I can't get them off. I go running out of the bed screaming. So,
how long were you in that hotel room?
It was 8 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. The things you'll do for love,
gosh.
Right?
Yes.
Thank you very much for sharing your story.
I can't even think about it. I feel them on my face.
You know, we ended up doing putting tape around our arms, our wrists and ankles, my wife and I, so at least they didn't get in our pajamas. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
What
okay.
a crazy thing to have to think about.
Yeah.
Michelle, what traumatized you for life? What happened?
So we were on vacation one time, and we bought 4 beautiful lobsters, and we stuffed the tail, put it in the oven, and it was a gas stove. And somewhere along the cooking process, the pilot light went out, and the shell was red, so we assumed that it was done, and broke into it, and it was lobster goo.
Oh, yeah. Castaway. Nice.
Even the eggs of lobsters. Disgust me. I always have to say male only. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
The green eggs.
Oh, no. People love those. Some people, that's a delicacy.
Not
Anna
me.
And Raven, who's this?
Hey, this is Kathy. How you doing?
Wonderful. Kathy, what traumatized you for life?
When I was 3, we moved from Queens to the suburbs, and my mother knew that I was an animal lover, and I had never seen a squirrel. So she kept saying, don't go near them. They will bite you, and you will die of rabies. So to this day, if there's a squirrel in my path, I have to cross the street. I've been late to work because they've been on my steps and just absolutely terrified of squirrels now.
Wow.
Wow. Well, they're everywhere. Look out.
Yeah, exactly. Veronica, what scarred you for life? No death, no murder.
Yeah. Please.
No, what scarred me for life was we raised chickens in West Islip, and my father would make me go out and get the chicken eggs. And the chickens were eye to eye with me, and they would scare me and run after me. And he told me to be a big girl and go get the eggs, but I could never do it.
It's so funny. Somebody wrote on our Facebook page, I once bought eggs from a friend from her farm. About a week later, I tried cracking it in a pan for breakfast, and no yolk, it was a furry chicken, the egg. I don't know if I could ever eat eggs again if that happened to me.
Yeah.
My problem is my neighbor now has chickens, and they keep coming over.
Oh, yes, yes. They just want to be friends.